Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Gain exposure, narrow in your focus, identify people doing that focus, apply your knowledge, and when you get stuck, have somebody to help you out.
Welcome, my friend, to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and before we get into the show in today's episode, which I know you'll get a lot of value from because we stay out of all the fluffy stuff and we get straight into the good stuff of real estate investing advice, I want to give a quick shout out to today's sponsor, and that's Patch of Land. They are making this show possible, and they're making tons of flipping projects possible all across the country. If you don't know about Patch of Land, then they are the number one company to go to for projects that you're flipping because they have all the money available right now. Once you get approved for your deal and yourself as a sponsor or a borrower, you're going to be funded by them. And then they go raise the money through their crowdfunding platform. So you don't have to worry about all that. They'll take care of the money and the funding for you. You just have to worry about making sure your project's a success. They've got something really cool for you. So if you are just learning about crowdfunding, they've come up with a guide. It's called the Top 10 Crowdfunding Questions Guide. And they're all the questions that you might be asking yourself. And they're all the answers. They don't leave you hanging. They got answers too. All the answers to those 10 crowdfunding questions. So you can go to patchofland.com/best ever and get that guide. And if you think you know everything about crowdfunding, I'd check this guide out just in case, because there are some interesting aspects that you'll learn. So go to patchofland.com/best ever and get that guide. Hi, Best Ever listeners. How you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and today we're doing Skill Set Sunday. And you probably know what Skill Set Sunday is by now, but if you don't, let me tell you very quickly. Skill Set Sunday is all about coming up with a skill and teaching you a skill that will help you in your real estate investing business or step-by-step process within a skill. And today we're talking about a skill that I think everybody has had to, well, a situation that everybody has had to overcome. And if you're currently in this situation, then this is going to be super relevant. If you have gone past the situation, then I think it's going to be important for you to
listen up and look at how you went through it whenever you did go through it, and if there's any ways to go back and optimize it or kind of take a fresh look at things. And the situation is, drumroll, how to get started in real estate investing and which path to take. What type of investing should you do, and where should you spend your time, and how should you go about getting started? So specifically, this will be the 5-step process for how to get started in real estate investing. I'm going to draw upon my own personal experience whenever I was getting started. I'm going to talk about what I did and then what I've learned since then. I've been investing since 2009. So to the quick math, that is 6 years. And I'm not only a podcaster, but I'm also a quick mathematician. So I'm going to talk about the 5-step process, and we're going to talk through some of the things that I've learned and how you can apply it to your business, even if you have already begun real estate investing in a particular area, but especially if you're just getting started. And here's the email that I received that inspired this post, and I won't mention this person's name because I did not tell them I was going to do a podcast about it, so it will be anonymous, but you'll get the gist. Good morning, Joe. I just joined your website and have been listening to your podcast over the last couple days. I want to reach out and let you know that I like listening to all the real estate investors you bring in. In addition, I want to start with my real estate investing, but I don't know where to start. I am home-based in fill-in-the-blank city, and I would like to know if there are any, I would like to know if anyone that you know who would like to mentor me. Hope to hear from you soon. And then this person signed off. So instead of writing this one-off email to this person, which I will do, I'll let this person know that I did a whole podcast in response to their email. I know, because I've received many emails like this, that this is a common question. So here's what to do. 5-step process. The first thing I recommend doing is get exposure. So broad exposure in the different types of real estate investing, because here's the deal. You can make money in any type of real estate investing, from storage units to single family homes, from multifamily to fixing and flipping, buy and holding. I know, because I've interviewed guests who have made lots of money in every single type of real estate investing, mobile homes. So really, the first thing is to get exposure to as much as possible. And you get that exposure by reading books, by listening to podcasts like this, by participating in forums. I recommend checking out biggerpockets.com, by having conversations with people, and by attending meetups and seminars. Whenever I was first getting started, I read the book Investing for Dummies, and that talks about the 3 different types of investing paths: stocks, bonds, LLCs, and investing in real estate. And then once I read that, I got more and more interested in real estate investing. And then that's whenever I read Rich Dad Poor Dad. I read Equity Happens by the authors are the gentlemen who have the Real Estate Guys radio network. They've got a really good podcast and some good syndication information as well. And I just immersed myself with lots and lots of books. I joined Bigger Pockets as a member. It's free to join. That was, I'd say that was around late 2000s. And I was just really soaking up all the information. And as I was soaking up all the information, I was talking to my sister, who's a real estate agent. I was talking to people she'd introduced me to. And I was just, you know, I had a full-time job, and I was just passively learning, and then it became more and more active, where I became addicted. And what happens whenever you immerse yourself with this, all this information, and you ultimately come across a lot of success stories, especially if you read Rich Dad Poor Dad, you start envisioning the future for yourself, and you start thinking, wow, what if I could do this? I can do this because they can do this. And what if I didn't have my full-time job and I was able to spend time how I want to spend it? And ultimately, that's what we're all after. We're not after a particular monetary goal. We might think we are, but we're really not. We're after the time, and spending the time how the heck we want to spend it. And because ultimately, when we have the time to spend doing what we want to do, then we're able to accomplish whatever we want to, or at least pursue whatever we want to. And that leads to fulfillment and that leads to happiness. And if you don't believe me, watch the documentary Happy on Netflix, and that will outline, you know, what leads to happiness. But when you expose yourself, you start visualizing yourself and you're able to experience the goals as though you're achieving them. Well, that's great, because now you've got the inspiration and the motivation and the baseline knowledge for all the different ways you can make money. But then it can become a bit overwhelming because you've got all sorts of different ways and you're like, what the heck do I do? I don't know where to start. And that's where these questions come up, where it's like, okay, I want to do real estate investing. I know intellectually it makes sense, but how do I get started? Well, the second thing you need to do after you get exposure, the second is to narrow in on your focus. So you've got the wide exposure, and now it's time to narrow in on exactly what you want to focus on. And when you do that, that's when you take a look at the amount of time that you have to spend towards reaching your goals, and you look at the things that you enjoy doing right now. So I'll give you some examples. And I'll give you a personal example, and then I'll give you a couple other examples. I enjoy meeting people. I enjoy building relationships. I enjoy achieving things for others, i.e., if there's a goal and I'm on a team, then if I'm responsible for reaching that particular goal, then I enjoy the pat on the back by the other team members. I really like that. So I know that whenever I'm doing real estate investing, that I want to be involved in a group, and I want to be involved where I'm constantly interacting with people and developing a really solid working relationships and delivering on what the, you know, what we're undertaking and what we say our goals are. And you might say, well, shoot, that sounds like pretty much any type of real estate investing. Well, it's not. Note buying would not be categorized there. When you buy notes, that's kind of an isolated thing. I mean, sure, you do have some team members who are helping you once you buy the note to get the, if it's a note that isn't being paid on, to get that individual or that family to start paying on the note. So you have a couple team members, and you might be working directly with the people who are not paying on the note, but it's not as much of a team game as, say, fixing and flipping, where you're constantly maneuvering in and out, and you're working with multiple contractors to get bids and vendors and other team members. So there are certain things within real estate investing that you want to take a look at. Storage units is a completely different type of approach and management system compared to multifamily. You're dealing with people in one where they live, you're dealing with people in another, but where they simply store things. And there's a completely different process, and there really is a different type of mentality that you need to have, because one, you're dealing with someone's home, and another, you are not. So you have to look at what you enjoy doing. And if you are wondering, well, I still don't know what aspect of real estate I would enjoy the most, that's okay. But what you need to do is pick a path. Pick what you think you would enjoy doing based on what you currently enjoy doing. And perhaps it's what you're most familiar with. That's one way to get after it and get started. I know whenever I first got started, I did single family homes. And once I did single family homes, then I went to a Rich Dad Poor Dad seminar, which is how you narrow in your focus. One of them is to go to seminars. And I'm not saying you should go to that particular seminar. I've heard pros and cons. From what I can tell, it depends on who your trainer is. But I personally got a lot out of the Rich Dad Poor Dad seminar, but I know friends who did not. But I went to a seminar. I went to multiple seminars. I went to Dean Graziosi's seminar, and I didn't pay for the extra education, but I just went to the free thing. With the Rich Dad Poor Dad, I went to the first one, then I paid for the follow-up. It's like a 3-day, it's like $200, but I didn't pay for the big one, like the $10,000 education or whatever it costs. But it might be worth it. But that's kind of getting off on another topic on paid education. What I would recommend, though, is when you narrow in on your focus, to look at the people who are currently doing that and see how they spend their time. Because ultimately, if you're going to be doing that full time, if that's your goal, then you're going to be spending your time similarly to how they're spending their time. So when you talk to them, instead of asking them, hey, how do you evaluate a deal? How do you run the numbers? How do you find the market? Ask them, how do you spend your time? What's your day like? So spend less of the conversation focused on the mechanics, because you can learn the mechanics by opening up a book. Any type of real estate investing has a book that outlines the process. So it's really not about that. What it should be about when you're having conversations with the people who are successfully doing it, one, you want to hear their story so you know how they got to where they're at. And then two, you want to know how they spend their time, because if you want to be where they're at, then you're going to be spending your time similarly to how they're spending their time. So you want to make sure that you ask those questions. Once you narrow in your focus, which is step two, so again, first is you gain wide exposure. Second is you narrow in on your focus, and you do that. You gain wide exposure and you narrow in on your focus doing the same darn things. You read books, you listen to podcasts, you participate in forums. One I recommend is Bigger Pockets. You have conversations with people. If you're interested in really implementing this, then every single best ever guest that I interview, you should reach out to them. And you should just gain that wide exposure. You should have a conversation with them. I'm basically giving you a daily people to reach out to and have conversations with. And if you do that, I promise you, you're going to have a tremendous amount of success and you're going to be set up for great things if you simply make it a point to reach out to every single person I interview. The other way is attend meetups and seminars. And when you narrow in your focus, you do the same thing, those same steps, books, podcasts, forums, conversations, meetups, and seminars. Then you identify the people that are focused on it. And you, as I said, you study them. And when you study them, you ask those questions that I mentioned. So that's number three. Number four is you apply the knowledge. You apply it. It's at that point where, okay, I'm done studying. I know the broader perspective. I know what my narrow focus is at this moment. It will change. It can evolve. But at this moment, this is my focus. I know who's successfully doing it. I know how they got there and how they spend their time. Now I'm going to apply it. And you apply it up until the point where you get stuck. And ultimately, if you're like me, then you'll get stuck. And at that point, you have the working knowledge to be successful and to get started and to start the implementation process. And once you get stuck, then you either have a consultant or a mentor, or that you either pay them or give them your time in exchange for their knowledge, depending on however they want to approach it. Or you have friends who are willing to guide you. The tricky part with the friends who are willing to guide you, at least from my experience, is I kind of feel guilty whenever I'm asking them questions over and over and over again about things that I'm trying to accomplish within this particular focus. That's why I personally pay for a consultant who helps me through my business challenges. And that's why I recommend others pay for consultants, because it's a way of getting somebody who's on your team to work with you whenever you need them to work with you, versus if you're trying to get advice from somebody who is willing to offer you advice, but just not on the time frame that you need it, then, you know, we want to move as quickly as possible. So that's why I like the consultant route. But regardless of who you get the advice from, you have to have somebody in your corner or multiple people in your corner, so that whenever you do need help, you can quickly get that advice, because deals move quickly. Real estate is a long-term thing. And what I've found, especially with apartment investing, is that it happens over time. Things don't happen overnight. However, deals can happen, and relationships and transactions, especially at the beginning stages, those can happen quickly, very quickly. And in some cases, you might find a deal that does happen and you do get results relatively fast. But generally, there's a lot of lead time and buildup. During that lead time and buildup, it's important to have team members on your side and to be able to act on it. So those are the five steps. If you're just getting started, that's it. Gain exposure, narrow in your focus, identify people doing that focus, apply your knowledge, and when you get stuck, have somebody to help you out. Those are the five steps. And how you're able to look at all of this, and I want to give an acronym that will kind of be a bonus for you whenever you're looking at things. You want to look at your GTE, and that stands for the goal, your time, and what you enjoy. And I know I touched on some of this already. Your goal is based on what you want to accomplish, and be very specific when you set your goal. With your goal, it should be how much monthly income do you want and by what specific date? Do not say, I want $5,000 more than I'm making now in profit and I want that within a year. No. Say, I want $5,000 monthly passive income by January 2016. List out, and it's even better if you say January 3rd, 2016. That way you can track towards a date and you can see your specific progress. And then once you list out your goal, that's going to help drive what type of investing you do. Because if your goal is $5,000 passive income by January 3rd, 2016, and you don't have any money in the bank to put as a down payment for a buy and hold, then you better get to either wholesaling or hooking up with a fix and flipper and doing some work with him or her, or doing some note buying through, well, actually, no, I don't think note buying would be a good approach. I guess fix and flipping and wholesaling, or teaming up with somebody who already has an established company and then you adding tremendous value with them and then seeing how you can participate in some of the deals. So the goal is going to dictate what your strategy is, because from wholesaling, fix and flip, multifamily, single family, raising money, note buying, storage units, you can buy parking lots, office, retail, warehouse. There's all sorts of different things to do, but your time frame, your goal, and third, the E, GTE, what you enjoy, that's all going to dictate your approach. So to summarize it all, I'm going to put a nice little bow on it. When you're getting started, or if you've already started, it's nice to look back and see how to optimize what you're doing, because you might be stuck and this might give you some inspiration for, you know, things to look for, or, you know, different resources to find whenever you're stuck. If you're just starting out, the five-step process is: first, you gain wide exposure; second, narrow in your focus; third, identify people that are doing that focus; four, apply your knowledge; and five, when you get stuck, which you will, have a consultant or mentor, either pay them or do some sort of exchange if they're willing to, your work for their time, or if you're lucky enough to have friends to guide you, then that works too. And again, the only thing I've experienced personally with that is they just, if you're not paying them or giving them something, then ultimately or eventually kind of the well goes dry, and you're not able to get as much advice as you need to when you need it. And then when you're looking at things, identify your specific goal, list out the time frame and the exact monthly income that you want, and then take that time frame into consideration when you're thinking about the different strategy that you're going to do, while overlaying that with what you enjoy doing. And ultimately, that's what's going to lead you to the most success, doing what you enjoy doing. Because as I mentioned at the very beginning of the show, you can have success with any type of real estate investing. We know that because we've seen that from multiple best ever guests who have been on the show. And I highly recommend that you follow what you enjoy the most. And when you find the guest that I interview on the show, reach out to him or her. You have to reach out to him or her. And if you do, then you're going to be in the less than 1%. Even though I'm saying this right now to all the best ever listeners, I think there's going to be a small percentage who actually do reach out to the guests. And when you do, the guest is going to be so willing to speak to you because I only want to interview guests who are wanting to help others. And so when you speak to them, you're going to get a lot of value from that. And that's going to open up a lot of different doors. So thanks so much for being a best ever listener and sharing this Skill Set Sunday with me. And if you like what you hear, please go to iTunes and help me out and do the 5-star review and do a quick review of the show. And that helps more best ever listeners become aware of the show. And that just builds our community. And I can see this show growing last month. Actually, we doubled in listeners last month. So the show is just exploding with growth. And it's important for all the new listeners to know, kind of through ratings and reviews, kind of what to expect. So thanks so much for spending your time with me, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Crowdfunding, you've heard about it. Now it's time for you to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor today, Patch of Land, they're the leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to all of your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and get your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever.